StoreJLabs Files. Chapter 11, Bankruptcy After $35 million in Funding. StoreJLabs, one of the earliest decentralized cloud storage projects, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy after raising approximately $35 million over its lifetime, according to a report from Wu Blockchain published on July 27, 2026. The filing marks the end of a company that spent nearly a decade trying to turn spare hard drive space into a paid, distributed alternative to Amazon S3. The bankruptcy petition is a reorganization filing, not an immediate liquidation. Chapter 11 lets a company keep operating while it restructures debt or seeks a buyer. For a storage network, though, the distinction matters less than usual. The product only works if node operators keep their machines online and paid, and a cash crunch at the company that coordinates payments puts that whole arrangement at risk. The model storage was built on storage ran a decentralized storage network. Instead of storing files in a handful of corporate data centers, it split encrypted file fragments across thousands of independent node operators who rented out unused disk space and bandwidth in exchange for tokens. Customers paid for storage and retrieval, node operators got paid for supplying capacity, and StoreJLabs sat in the middle running the software and settling payments. On paper, the economics were appealing. Idle storage exists everywhere, and paying it out through a token instead of building your own data centers should undercut hyperscale cloud pricing. The pitch drew real capital, around $35 million across token sales and equity rounds since the project's early days. Turning that architecture into a durable business was the hard part. Enterprise buyers want guaranteed uptime, support contracts, and compliance paperwork that a loose network of anonymous node operators cannot easily promise. Consumer developers, meanwhile, default to the incumbents because integration is trivial and the price is already low. StoreJ spent years caught between those two customer types. A capital efficiency problem, not just a crypto one. The StoreJ filing lands in a stretch of 2026 that has been unkind to venture-funded crypto infrastructure. Earlier this month, Movement Labs went bankrupt after raising $141 million against near zero revenue, and StoreJ now joins the list of projects that raised meaningful money and could not convert it into a self-sustaining business. The through line is not a token price or a hack. It is unit economics. Decentralized physical infrastructure networks, sometimes grouped under the DPIN label, have to subsidize supply-side operators with token emissions long before demand-side revenue can cover those payments. When token incentives shrink and outside funding dries up at the same time, the network's supply side has little reason to stay. That reflexive loop is far harder to escape than a pure software startup's burn rate problem. StoreJ lasted longer than most. It shipped a working product, onboarded paying customers, and survived multiple market cycles. That it still ran out of runway after $35 million says the ceiling on this category may be lower than its backers hoped. Node operators and customers have an exit plan ready. For anyone with data stored on the network, a Chapter 11 filing is a signal to have an exit plan ready rather than a reason to panic today. Reorganization can take months, and the network may keep serving files throughout. The risk is second order. If node operators stop getting paid and begin pulling machines offline, retrieval reliability can degrade even while the legal process drags on. Pulling copies of critical data to a provider you control is cheap insurance. The episode is also a reminder that decentralized does not mean no counterparty risk. A distributed set of storage nodes still depended on one company to coordinate billing and keep the lights on. When that company files, the decentralization of the storage layer does not automatically protect the service. It is the same lesson that recurs across custodial crypto cards and centralized exchanges. The entity in the middle is where the fragility concentrates, whoever holds the keys or the coordination role.